folks. Welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you doing today?
Did you make that face because I said folks?
Nope.
So I came across this author named Tammy Strobel. Hopefully I'm not butchering that name. And she's written a book about how she simplified her life, basically.
Okay.
And so one of the things that, or one of the big items about the stuff in her book, I'll leave a link in the show notes in case someone really wants to go check out the book. But she talks about this concept of micro actions.
Right, okay.
Towards decluttering and organizing. From what I understand, and I know we've talked a little bit about being overwhelmed due to decluttering before, that the idea is to, instead of taking on decluttering projects as a whole thing or even rooms, take on a small step and say, today I'm just going to deal with this one item and go finish it off. And that, so do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I do recommend that for people who want to organize themselves. So I usually say spend 10 or 15 minutes, but you can even spend, I don't know, say 2 minutes on a certain area. So say I have an area where my keys are kept next to my door, and there's a few other bits and pieces, like there's a pen, you know, in case you need to write something when somebody comes to the door. And a few other bits and bobs that are needed. Like I have 2 lipsticks there to pick up and take with me. So I go through that every so often because I just drop things in there every so often in this bowl. So that just can get cleaned up in 2 minutes practically. So that, you know, we all have that kind of little bowl or little area that you could go through, whether it takes 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. The same with, I always say, with coffee tables. You know, the coffee tables, you pile it up with papers and books and coasters and, you know, maybe cigarette packets or bits and pieces. Spend 15 minutes just going through your coffee table with the stuff and, you know, throwing away the things you don't need, putting the things that are in the wrong place back on, say, the bookshelf or in the kitchen, wherever it's supposed to be, and get it off your coffee table. And that should only take about 15 minutes. So yeah, it's something I do advocate. It's same with, say, toiletries or makeup. Toiletries. If you're in the bathroom and you're about to have a shower, spend 2 to 3 minutes just going through all your toiletries in the shower unit. You know, you've got old shampoo bottles, conditioner, shower gels. Lots of people have empty bottles in there. Like, why do you have those empty bottles? Throw them away, put them in the recycling bin, get them out of there. And that only takes 1 to 2 minutes to go through and go, oh my God, I've got all these old bottles in there.
It's really funny, by the way, about that. Like, until you notice that you're doing that,
yeah.
It's amazing how much you collect.
Yeah.
Now I'm very aware of it. So it's one of those things that I do. Once somebody has alerted you to it, now you can no longer unsee
exactly,
it. It's one
yeah.
of those. But I remember, like, before that, every time I would decide, I'm like, okay, today I'm going to take care of the bathroom, and suddenly it'd be like 5 bottles of, like, that are just empty. This is like stacked in one corner. And then every time I only see them when I enter the shower. And when I'm in the shower, I'm like, I can't throw this now. So I have to, because I throw it in recycling. So I guess I'll do it later. And then it just never gets done.
Well, I have it like I'll be in the shower and I'll suddenly see something, or I'll see an item that I don't use that is rubbish, and I can throw it into my bin from where I'm standing in the shower. So I open the shower curtain and just throw it. And then I'll pick it up later to put it in recycling. Or, you know, so yeah, there's things like that you can do. But it's for everywhere that you are. So yeah, just make it a benchmark of say 10 to 15 minutes to do a certain area. Do your fridge. Like, go through your fridge. That will only take 5 minutes to go through to get rid of all food that's gone off, gone moldy, the best before date is finished. Same with your pantry. That will take 15 minutes. Shoes. You could quickly go through your shoe cupboard, and that will take 10, 15 minutes to find shoes that are old and worn out that you don't need and to put them in for recycling or for donation. So everywhere, if you just see in pockets or areas, little cupboards, tables, just spend 10 to 15 minutes and that's all you need. And if you do that for every area, you know, every day, the amount of stuff you will declutter in your house will be immense.
Yeah, I mean, even if you take just like a simple calculation where it might take you 2 hours to get through a room and you split that into 8 chunks of 15 minutes instead.
Yeah.
So it's spread over a week, for example, rather than all in one go.
Yeah.
You feel less overwhelmed. You kind of have, I guess, it's weird, but like it's almost like you have more time to process it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like instead of doing everything inside 2 hours, not only feeling overwhelmed, but also maybe feeling that guilt and other things might kick in. And then you see guilt across many things and you feel very guilty, as opposed to like, you know, little pieces of guilt spread out over time and kind of just, it's just like a way of managing the pain almost. Yeah.
And they always say that it's 20 minutes is a threshold before you start your brain starts wanting to not do that task. You know, like they say, you have to get up from your desk every 20 minutes. You can't sit in front of your desk. So it's the same, that you can't do a task, like, say, decluttering, for more than 20 minutes, because you will start procrastinating. You'll look at your phone, or you'll go make a cup of tea, or do something else, you know. So just spend up to 20 minutes doing it. Oh, I'd say actually, you know, 15 minutes, and to do a small pocket of area. So yeah, do a mini declutter, as I like to call it.
What's good about that is if you do these in small pockets, perhaps, I think, because you do more of those, I think you'll get better with time in estimating,
yes,
you know, what a small thing can, because it's hard to, it's tough to look at a room and be, unless you're a professional, yes, organizer like Shalina, it's tough to look at a room and decide that, oh, it's going to take me an hour.
Yeah.
But if you start doing pockets of 15 minutes and you do three or four of them, you'll realize, oh, actually this room is going to take me 10 sessions and not four that I thought it was going to take,
yeah,
or the 20 I was worried it was going to take, whichever way it goes.
Yeah.
And it'll give you a little better handling of the situation,
yeah,
too.
So, yeah, so start with that, and then, you know, start with the small pockets. Do maybe 2 minutes in small areas, then build up to 5, and then 10, and then 15, and just get rid of the things. And either put it into trash, recycle, or donation. Or you can have like a big, say, a big paper bag, and put all your donation stuff in there. And once it's full, you can go take it to the donation bins or to one of the charity's offices to give it for donation. So that's my recommendation for today.
So yeah, try to do things in small chunks, like they do with every project.
Or mini declutter.
If you'd like to find out more about the show, you can visit declutterme.com/podcast. You'll see all our old episodes, links to subscribe as well. And so check us out. And if you haven't subscribed, I mean, you know, do subscribe. We'd love it if you hung around and give us a review, and send us your feedback as well. It'd be awesome. You can always contact Shalina by visiting declutterme.com and filling out the contact form, or looking up Declutter Me on social media.
All right, then.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.